This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech, the podcast that keeps you updated and educated.
Tech Guide, episode 594. Happy Easter. Hello and welcome to the show. Great to have you with us once again. Thank you for listening. My name is Stephen Fenech and I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. On this week's show, we talk about the latest tech April Fool's Day pranks. LG has released its highly anticipated portable 4K projector and Boost Mobile has expanded into high-speed broadband on the NBN. In the Tech Guide reviews, we take a look at the new Uniden Dashview 60R dash cam. We also check out the D-Link Aquila Pro mesh Wi-Fi routers, and Aspera Mobile's latest affordable smartphone has all the features except a high price tag. And we'll answer all of your questions, of course, in the Tech Guide Help Desk. And it's all brought to you by Netgear, the company that keeps you connected, and Norton, the company that keeps you protected. I'm recording this episode of the Tech Guide podcast, episode 594, on April 1, 2024. And, of course, that is April Fool's Day. I've seen a few already, just on Facebook, a couple of posts, and they're semi-believable, but you're thinking, oh, no, it's April 1. One of my friends said that they've just been accepted into the astronautical, the citizen astronautical program for civilians, the civilian astronautical program. And I'm thinking, that's interesting. And then I realized what the date was. And I think there was even an April Fool's Day post about Brad Fittler taking over the South Sydney coaching job effective immediately. And my wife tried to tell me that with a straight face, and I saw straight through it. It was April Fool's Day. But there's also plenty of tech April Fool's Day pranks as well. Love these. The first one I saw today was actually a really, really funny one. It was from J-Car Electronics. And one of the companies they do business with is a company called Brass Monkey. I think they make portable fridges and Eskies and various things like that. And they released on April Fool's Day the Brass Monkey Cryogenics. So they got the new cryogenics freezer. And how they sold it, I'm going to read this to you. Sick of waiting for the housing bubble to burst? Looking to escape the daily grind and skip ahead to the post-scarcity Star Trek future? Simply step inside your Brass Monkey Cryogenics freezer and set the dial to the future. Conveniently running off 240 volts main power, this unit comes with a 12-volt adapter for portable use and is compatible with Brass Monkey solar panels to go completely off the grid. Frozen till the future and still no ice. That was pretty funny. And it's patently obvious that it is a prank. But I think the best pranks are those that are semi-believable, like the J-Car, the cryogenics. Like that's obviously it's funny, but it's not. There's no need to think about that being a prank. It's obvious it's a prank. A couple of years ago, Dyson made an announcement that I thought was an April Fool's Day joke. Now cast your mind back a couple of years ago to the Dyson headphones. I think they call them the Zone headphones. And this was the headphones that had, they were noise cancelling headphones, but also they had a built-in air purifier. Do you remember that one? They sent that press release out on March the 30th, 2022, and I had to ring three people from Dyson to confirm it was real. And I'm thinking, oh, that's got to be an April Fool's Day joke. And I was told, no, it's actually real. Timing was weird right there, but yeah, they told me, yeah, that's a real product and it's actually available today. So much for that one. But there have been some others. I remember Google have always been pretty big on the April Fool's Day pranks. There was one year where they said that they were going to improve the Wi-Fi in your home with by using your home's plumbing. So it's going to be like toilet Wi-Fi. That was, I think, people were fooled by that for about 30 seconds until they realised it was April 1st. I think BlackBerry's even been back when BlackBerry was a big company and popular company back in its heyday. They also had, I think, a screenless BlackBerry from memory, a screenless BlackBerry. I think that was their invention, or maybe another company invented that. But it was good fodder for April Fool's Day. But there have been others. In the past, we've had Amazon's Pet Alexa. So it's a speaker for pets. So the pet can bark or meow or whatever they need to do to get what they want. There was one. Google, I think, had a driverless bike that you saw through that in 20 seconds. There's also been a few others, including Kodak had a new type of film that allowed you to smell the photos. So it was called aromatography. And it was designed for you to not only see your image but also to smell whatever was in that image as well. So if they're posing with flowers, you're about to smell the flowers. Reminds me of the Willy Wonka's the wallpaper. You can lick the wallpaper and taste the different fruits and stuff. And great movie, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. The original with Gene Wilder. The follow-up with Johnny Depp, that was rubbish. The original Willy Wonka, that was an amazing movie. And covered in our other podcast, The Best Movies You've Never Seen, myself and Trevor Long, we covered that episode a few weeks ago. So be sure to check that out. But have you been fooled on April Fool's Day? Did someone get you? I'd love to hear from you too if you have. If there's a good prank that really got you going, really fooled you, feel free to drop us an email at Tech Guide or send me a thread or a tweet or whatever, however you want to get hold of me. I'd love to hear from you and we'll talk about it on the next program. But we hope that you weren't fooled today.
Keeping you updated and educated. Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech.
Well, LG has just announced the pricing and availability of its Cinebeam Q portable 4K projector. This was a product that they announced at CES in January. That's already 3 months ago, would you believe? And this is a projector that has a handle, a 360-degree handle, and it can beam up to a 120-inch picture, 4K, 450,000-to-1 contrast ratio, and amazing brightness and also great colour. The colour gamut covered it like a tarpaulin, on the colour gamut there. But it was the beauty of this product was that it was portable. So you can actually grab it by the handle, move it to any room, and turn that into a cinema. There are speakers on board as well. And the beauty of this product was that normally with a projector you've got to tune it up and you've got to make sure that it's all aligned properly and focused and all of that, but with this projector, it does it all for you. It's got autofocus built in, and then it optimizes the image and squares it up, and it's ready to go without you having to do a thing. And it's also got the LG Web OS on board. So anyone who's ever owned an LG TV, Web OS is running on this thing as well. So you can choose your favorite content, your streaming services, Netflix, Stan, Disney Plus, YouTube, you name it, everything that's on Web OS. It also has Apple AirPlay 2 and Miracast, so you can easily connect and mirror mobile devices also. So if you've got some content on your phone, photos, videos, whatever you want to replicate on through the projector, it is available right there. So the projector is priced at $2,499 and went on sale today, April Fool's Day. And it's not a prank. This is real. It goes on sale today. And yeah, $2,500, let's call it. And this is, it's like a portable 120-inch 4K television with speakers built in. And if you want that kind of size and quality, people are thinking, oh, $2,500 is a bit much to pay for a projector, but that's actually a 120-inch 4K projector, which is a remarkable technology being squeezed down to this size. It's about the size of, not quite the size of a toaster, a bit smaller than a toaster, but it has a handle, so it's easy to carry around your home and has all that automatic adjustment as well. So anyone can use this. Just plug it in, aim it at a wall, and you're watching 4K content. So, yeah, I think worthy of that price tag, $2,499, and it's available today. If you want to check it out, I've got a story about it and pictures at techguide.com.au. Let's talk NBN, and in particular, the latest company to offer NBN services, and that is none other than Boost Mobile, who have now got a section of their business called Boost Broadband. So they're going to offer a range of NBN and NBN Plus high-speed internet plans. They are were already a well-known telco services wholesaler, so you can already get them through. You can already get them. Sorry, mobile services wholesaler. You can already get them through the Telstra network. They offer the Telstra network, and already giving great value for customers for their prepaid plans. They now also have, I think, international roaming plans, and also you can buy refurbished phones through Boost as well. But they have now moved on to their broadband plan. So through the NBN, so they've partnered with BTB Australia. So they've set themselves up as an NBN wholesaler in Australia and become an internet service provider to access the NBN delivery platform. So in other words, they can sell you NBN. Well, what it also means is that they are going to offer plans. They're also going to offer bundles with, so say you're a Boost Mobile customer, you'll get a deal on a Boost Broadband plan and vice versa. So if you're a Boost Broadband customer, you'll get a deal on Boost Mobile. Smart. They're going to offer plans with speeds of up to 1 gigabit per second. So that means that they're going to offer, if you wanted to get one of their plans, it would trigger the NBN to bring fiber to your doorstep. So fiber to the premises. And that's up to 15 times faster than standard NBN. So they have got grand plans to bring high-speed internet to your doorstep. Now, Boost Mobile is already pretty well known among Australian customers, and they were Peter Adderton, the boss of Boost Mobile, was saying that it's a major moment in the company's history. It's time to take that trust and awareness to another level for their customers. So delivering the same level of customer service, of course, and value. That's kind of the foundation of their business, is this value proposition. They're very much, until this point, been a youth-focused brand. A lot of young people really engage with the brand as well. And they're already nearly at a million prepaid mobile customers in Australia as well. So that's a great base to start with. And no doubt they want to try to boost that even further. Get it? Boost it even further. This is an interesting milestone for the Boost Mobile. The plans and pricing will be announced soon. They've just announced this. As soon as they pull the trigger and announce all those plans, we will bring all that news to you at techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly supported by Norton. They're the company that can keep you and your family safe online. You are being tracked, profiled, and targeted online every day from advertisers and other businesses. Do you know how private you are while browsing online? Using incognito mode is only one part of how you can disguise your digital footprint. If you're searching something private or sensitive online, whether it's medical, financial, or otherwise, it's important to ensure you aren't being tracked online. You can now stay more private online with Norton AntiTrack. Go beyond clearing browser history and stopping targeted ads with Norton's anti-fingerprinting technology and track alerts on a dashboard. You can browse anonymously and seamlessly to help keep you more private online. Included with Norton Private Email, you no longer have to share your real email address with services you don't want to. It also blocks hidden email trackers. Norton AntiTrack helps you stay more private online and lets you know who is trying to track you. Get Norton AntiTrack today available from Harvey Norman, JB Hi-Fi, Officeworks, or au.norton.com.
And now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fenech.
Kicking off the reviews this week is the Uniden Dashview 60R dash cam. I think dash cams are becoming, I think customers are more aware of them for a start, and I think they're becoming, customers are also realizing they're becoming an essential part of your driving, because you think about it, it's really part of the modern driving experience is being able to represent your car's unique point of view. So if you're driving and there's an incident, if you don't have a dash cam, it's your word against someone else's word. So I'm talking if there's an accident, a road rage incident, if you get fined or if you, any other kind of on-road dispute, you've got with the Dashview 60R a 4K front-facing camera, 2K resolution rear camera to fall back on. So you've got all these videos that can tell your side of the story. I described it as your high-quality eyes and ears when you're driving and even when you're parked. We'll talk about the parking mode a little bit later. The Dashview 60R is a pretty sleek, compact unit. And because it doesn't have a screen, you're able to discreetly place this behind the rear view mirror. So from the driver's seat, how I place it in my car, from where I'm sitting, I could hardly see it. As long as it was looking straight out through the middle of the windscreen, I was fine. So it is pretty compact. It's not going to really take a lot of room. You do have to, though, unless you're really handy, you do have to have it professionally installed, because you do have to run cables to a rear camera. If you want to have the smart parking mode as well, there's a special power cable and power box as well that comes with it. It also comes with a 64 gig Endurance micro SD card as well. That's in the box, so you don't have to spend any extra money for that. So you're all set up. If you do want to get it installed professionally, it might cost you an extra $100 or $200 to do that. But it is worth getting, because down the track could save you a lot more than those couple of $100 that it costs to install. So how does it work? Well, it's pretty simple. 4K out the front, 2K out the back. It's constantly on a loop. It's recording on a loop. And so once it hits the end of your memory card, it's just going to start again and start looping, recording, and then recording over all your old stuff. Now, it's got a G sensor on board as well. So if you have an incident where there's heavy braking or violent steering or an accident, it's going to automatically sense that and put that video into an event folder. So no risk of that being recorded over. It's going to be in its own special partition on the card, which means it's there if you need to share that with insurance companies, the police, anyone else, or you just want to share it. It might be something funny or something you want to share. You can also do that as well. Now, do you remember before I mentioned there's no screen on the dash cam? The Uniden Dashview, you can connect to, it has its own little Wi-Fi hotspot, so you can connect to it using the Uniden Dashview app. So what you do is you connect to the camera, the Wi-Fi, with Wi-Fi, and so you create this little connection between your phone and the device, and you're able to view live footage, to view recorded footage as well from the front and rear cameras, and then download it to your device. So if you want to say there's been an incident, you need to grab that bit of video, you can download it to your camera roll, and then you're able to share it however you want. There's also, of course, the memory card. So you can take the memory card out, pop that into a reader, card reader, and watch view the files on your computer as well. So there's that option as well. So you are covered. Now, speaking of coverage, it's 150-degree field of view from the front camera, 140-degree field of view from the rear camera. So you're getting plenty of coverage. And being 4K, shot at 30 frames per second, it is very high, very impressive resolution, high resolution. And so much so that you can also zoom in to read details. I tried this on videos, even the videos that were shot at night. I was able to pause a video, zoom in, and read number plates of the cars parked by the side of the road and street signs and various details like that. So that added resolution really does come into play if you are looking for those added details. So, yeah, the rear camera, even 2K at 25 frames per second, that still gives you pretty good coverage as well. And the rear camera is important because the majority of accidents are rear enders. So the people running up the back of you, not paying attention. There's a lot of those. So having a rear camera is important to see that you can prove to the insurance company it wasn't your fault. This guy ran up the back of me. Here's a video to prove it. And the video will be clear enough then to clearly see the make and model of the car, the number plate, all those details. It gets its video quality from the onboard Sony Starvis image sensor. This is a back illuminated pixel technology used in CMOS image sensors. And the reason it's so good is that it can give you really accurate quality and clarity in the brightest time of the day and the darkest part of the night. So it can handle all those things. You have seen some inferior dash cams. If you say you're coming out of a tunnel and there's bright sunlight, so I've seen a lot of videos that are just completely washed out. There's no detail whatsoever. That's not the case with the unit and the Dash U60R. You see all of that important detail all the time. So the night shots were also quite clear. Now, I also mentioned there is GPS built in, so it knows exactly where you are. So here's what your video contains. Not only the video of you out the front or the back of your car, it also has the date, your GPS location, the speed with which you're traveling, and the direction of your travel as well. So that is important, especially for insurance companies, police. It tells them exactly where you were going, what direction you were traveling, what speed you were going. Imagine being able to contest a speeding fine by showing them the exact time that you were driving and showing them that you were doing this fast and not that. Or you were fined for something else, maybe the camera, they claim maybe the camera, the lights were orange or red or whatever. And if you could show that with the video, then that's going to get you out of a fine. Just one of many examples of how a dash cam can really come into play and really help. And I also mentioned the parking mode, and this works in 60-second video. So it's got the G sensor on board, and because it's got the additional battery and cable in the kit, you're able to, even when the engine's turned off, there's still enough power for it to recognize any kind of bump. Like the G sensor, say someone backs into your car in a car park, doesn't leave a note. This the dash cam, it comes to life, shoots for 60 seconds, and you're able then to view that video and see all the details, including the person's number plate who hit your car and drove off. That in itself, I think, is a great feature. Couple of little things I'll talk about as well. One is connecting to the dash cam if you have wireless CarPlay. I was testing this on my Mercedes EQE and also in a Ford, the Mustang Mach-E, so an EV Mustang. And both of those cars have wireless CarPlay. And what happens, as soon as you connect from your phone to the dash cam, you're connected for a couple of seconds, but CarPlay comes over the top and sort of bullies it out of the way and reconnects. So what I found, what I had to do was to go into the CarPlay settings and turn CarPlay off for that particular vehicle, then connect to the dash cam. Once you've viewed your videos, downloaded your files, whatever you need to do, go back and turn CarPlay back on for that. So it does. One needs to step aside for the other, but you can keep CarPlay on all the time because while it's recording, it doesn't need Wi-Fi. You don't need to connect to it by Wi-Fi. Just leave it to its own devices. It'll work. It's only when you need to view the footage or download files that you can then you need to connect via Wi-Fi. Also offers safety camera, red light camera warnings as well, which when you're coming up to, because it's got GPS, so it knows all these areas, it can warn you if you're coming up to a red light camera, for example. Now, I think all of that, what a great package. It is priced at $499.95. That doesn't include installation, so you're going to find someone to install it if you're not handy enough to do it yourself. But it is a complete solution. It does a great job, high quality, both front and back, really is your eyes and ears on the road. So I think worthy of your consideration if you are in the market for a dash cam, the Uniden Dash View 60R. You can read our complete review at techguide.com.au.
Mesh Wi-Fi routers are a very popular product at the moment, including the D-Link Aquila Pro. This is a mesh Wi-Fi router with a difference, let's just say. I think it doesn't look like a mesh router, which is probably its biggest selling point. It looks like a sculpture. So it's you can have a look at it on Tech Guide, but it's the unit has like these little wings that sort of fold up on top of the unit. It looks like a work of art rather than a router. Now, I installed this at my daughter's apartment. She's got a two-level apartment, and she was saying, "Dad, I can't get the internet downstairs. I want to watch this. I want to watch that. There's no internet." So I've come to her house with the Aquila Pro, and I found that her modem is upstairs in her apartment. So upstairs was fine. I did a speed test. She was getting about 38 megabits per second up in that part of the house, and I thought, okay, well, I got one of the Aquila Pros, connected it directly to the router, so to the NBN router, and set that up. All done through the app, by the way. The companion app for the Aquila Pro takes you through it step by step. And I had the two packs. So this is the Aquila Pro AI M30 Wi-Fi 6. It's available in a two-pack or a three-pack. I'll tell you the prices later. I had the two-pack. And once I'd connected that first router, it was then just a matter of then getting the other router connected to power and then using just linking the two with the WPS. So I pressed the buttons on each of the routers and then they were talking to each other, connected. So it had the strong signal up top floor. The other one was downstairs next to their television. And so it was taking the signal. So it was like a range extender / mesh Wi-Fi. It was taking that strong signal, talking to the other one and expanding that coverage downstairs. And I did a speed test. Before I installed the routers, I did a speed test downstairs. It was like 1 megabit per second. It was awful and not fast enough to even watch to stream live TV through a catch-up app. Forget watching KO Sports. Forget streaming. Just not possible with that such a slow internet down in that part of the apartment. Once we connected the Aquila Pro downstairs, I did another speed test up and down, and I was getting 53 megabits per second. I suspect my daughter's on a 50 megabits down, 20 up plan. So I was actually getting her speeds on her Wi-Fi network that were faster than what she was paying for coming into the house. So inside her apartment, she was getting 53 megabits per second thanks to the Aquila Pro. So now she could easily stream her Netflix, KO Sports, anything she wanted. I think she even rented a movie through one of my accounts that I end up paying for as well. But that's all fine. But it just demonstrates that the speed of the internet is now consistent throughout their entire home. And this is a common problem for so many users, and the mesh router takes care of it. Of course, we're sponsored by Netgear. Their Orbi range has been around longer than anyone's, among the best on the market. But D-Link's also quite a competitor here. And what I like about this product, the Aquila Pro, is that the last thing you suspect these things are is a router. They don't look like a router. So I thought my daughter wouldn't want an ugly thing with lights on it where people could see it. But this was perfect solution for her. So if you're really conscious about your home decor, you really want something that's more attractive than functional, even though it is functional, but it is a bit more pleasing to look at than a box with lights on it. And there is one light. There's only one light on the front of this, and it's solid white, so it sort of blends into the rest of the body of the router anyway. So it's not like there's blinking lights and it's going to look like a modem. It's, really good job, really easy to set up, and it took me, I think, about 15 minutes to get this out of the box, set up upstairs and set up downstairs, and good as gold, did the test, and it was fantastic. Now, Aquila is Latin for eagle, and the inspiration came from the Aquila constellation, which is the Eagle Nebula, the Eagle constellation, and I know a bit about that. I'm a bit of an astronomer/astrophotographer. I have actually photographed the Eagle Nebula, so that's where that comes from, Aquila, Latin for eagle. But the D-Link Aquila Pro, if you want to get hold of one for yourself, and look, the other apart from the design, there's also, of course, plenty of things happening under the hood, including Wi-Fi 6. It does have a scale as you need mesh, so it does really can expand your coverage. If you add more another modem, say you want to expand even further, you can add another one. It also has really, as I said, intuitive setup and management. So yeah, the two pack is $399.95 and the three pack is $549.95. So two for $399.95, three for $549.95. The D-Link Aquila Pro doesn't look like a modem, doesn't look like mesh router, but it does the job. It does whatever you need. Might not look like it, but it does the trick. Check out our review at techguide.com.au. You know what? We love talking smartphones, and yeah, we do review and talk about some flagship devices, but I do love talking about more affordable smartphones. And let's face it, that's the bulk of the market. Not everyone spends $2,000 on a phone. You'll be surprised how many people want to spend just $300 or $400 or $200 on a phone. Well, in the case of Aspera Mobile, all you need to spend for their latest product, the Nitro 2, is $179. Now, while you're marveling at that price, let me talk to you about the features you get for that money. 6.6-inch HD Plus display, 13-megapixel camera, 8-megapixel front camera, and you do get a 5,000 milliamp hour battery. So you're getting all day battery coverage. Now, one little thing to point out, it's a 4G device, not 5G. Still plenty of 4G out there. In fact, it can support dual 4G SIM cards. So if those people looking for a device that will work after the 3G shutdown, Vodafone's already gone, Telstra in June, and Optus in September, this can fill that gap. The Nitro 2 has dual 4G SIM cards. So if you are looking to upgrade without breaking the bank, the Aspera Mobile Nitro 2 can do the trick. So you think about the features. You've got a nice screen, decent battery that's going to last a day and a half, if not two. You've got a 13 megapixel camera, 8 megapixel front camera, 6.6 inch display. And you know what? The design looks pretty slick. It looks a lot more expensive than $179. Aspera Mobile is sort of getting good at designing these products that look more expensive than they actually are. That's kind of the trick right there, isn't it? And like, if I pull this out of my pocket, you'd think it's worth like $600-$700, if not more. It's $179. And this is a follow-on. The original Nitro was a popular product in the Aspera range. Doesn't stop there. On the security side, you've also got Face ID, so facial recognition. There is even a fingerprint sensor. So there's two ways to secure your device. It also has NFC. So if you've got you want to pay with Google Wallet, you can do that. So you can add that and have contactless payments as well. I know a lot of those cheaper phones don't have NFC and don't allow that feature. Not so with Aspera Mobile, NFC for contactless payments. It's got 3 gig of RAM, 64 gig of memory, and also can allocate virtual memory. So you can add more RAM, whatever read-only memory storage you're not using, you can throw that into the RAM and ensure you got even better performance. It's running Android 13 Go Edition operating system, and is a pretty fully featured 4G phone that's just $179. It's available from Big W in two colors. Pearl is one color. I love how they come up with the, I would have called that something different, but pearl and black are the two colors. So pretty basic. I reckon pearl maybe for the ladies, black for the guys. I don't know. Maybe pearl for the guys as well. Not sure. Pearl and black, they're your colors. $179 straight. And it's available now from Big W. So the Aspera Mobile Nitro 2, got all those features, $179 from Big W. If you want to check it out, you can see it our full story at techguide.com.au.
You're listening to Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly supported by Netgear. They're Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. If your home demands superior Wi-Fi, treat it with a masterpiece in connectivity. Bring your Wi-Fi up to speed with Orbi Wi-Fi 6E from Netgear. Orbi Wi-Fi 6E is the first and only Wi-Fi 6 quad-band whole home mesh system, opening an exclusive all-new 6 gigahertz superhighway that's fine-tuned to deliver unprecedented Wi-Fi speeds and smoother streaming simultaneously across the smart homes of today and tomorrow. It's Wi-Fi perfectly engineered. Wi-Fi 6E, the fastest Wi-Fi ever. Find out more at netgear.com.au/best Wi-Fi.
All your tech questions answered. This is the Tech Guide Help Desk.
The Tech Guide Help Desk is brought to you each and every week by our good friends at Belkin, belkin.com/AU. So whether you're after an audio product, cables, screen protectors, adapters, chargers, they've got you covered. They even sell great USB docks and hubs. Plenty to choose from, and these are really necessary accessories. A lot of charging products as well, multiple chargers too, so you can charge all your products at the same time. Cables, adapters, you name it, they've got you covered. Belkin.com/AU. Now, I do get a lot of calls on live radio, and people have issues with their products. And one common denominator that I find whenever these little problems crop up, there's two actually. The first one is a lot of people, especially for a smartphone, they have these little niggling things. I can't hear the ringing anymore. It doesn't do this, or I can't do this. And 9 times out of 10, that issue is caused because the phone has been on for weeks and weeks at a time, hasn't had a reboot for a long time. And honestly, a lot of these little niggling problems that people have, it's solved. 99% of them are all sorted because they restart their phone. They just had their phone on for ages. The restart boots everything into place, all good. The other thing that causes issues too is not running updates. Often, if you're on whether you're on an iPhone or an Android or a smart TV or whatever product you're running, there's often firmware and software updates. Your TV runs a lot of updates. What I suggest you do is find the spot in your menu and set it to auto update on your TV. So it's a set and forget thing. You don't have to worry about running the update. It'll just do it. Good news is you can do the same thing for your smartphone. I know the iPhone allows for you to have automatic updates. So if there's a little iOS update, then it'll run it. Probably it'll run it when you're asleep while you're charging your phone. You'll wake up and the update's been done. You won't even know. Now, the reason for those updates is to improve your device's performance, improve the security, close those little loopholes, get rid of those bugs that cause these little issues. And that's how I always tell people, always run those updates. People get annoyed when they see an update. They go, oh, I've got an update. Well, they're doing you a favor. It's going to be better security, probably run more efficiently, make your battery last longer. All these things are the benefit of running that update. So why wouldn't you do it? Try to set as many of your products to auto-update as possible. Computers especially need lots of updates. Not just your computer itself, whether it's Mac or Windows, but also the apps you're running as well. So whether it's try to set them all to automatically update. But don't think, oh, it's a bad thing that you get an update. Be excited because it's going to make your device better and more secure. So yeah, if you get an update, don't avoid it. Run it as soon as you can. And that is our show for this week. Thank you so much for hanging around till the end. If you need to find out about anything we've spoken about on the show, you can, of course, read more at techguide.com.au. And if you want to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. info@techguide.com.au is our email address. Or easier still, click the Ask Stephen icon on the right-hand side of the site, and that will generate an email to me as well. We want to give a special shout out to our great sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs, and also Norton, the company that can keep you and your family safe online. Please support the great sponsors who've been supporting the Tech Guide podcast from day one. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back with another show next week. So until then, stay safe and stay connected.